Heilige Gemara. For all those that are checking us out today, there's a Braisa. There's a Braisa on Daf Tesamen Aleph that compares all of the comparisons between Shtar Shichur, a Shtar that delivers, listen to this, check it, wow, that rabbi has vocabulary, delivers emancipation. That's right. We're sophisticated here. Delivers emancipation, a Shtar Shichur that delivers emancipation, and a Gerisha that triggers a divorce. So what are the comparisons? So the Gemara has a list of comparisons. Mailchu Mevi, the bottom of Tesamet Aleph, Eid Kusi, Arkos. Yeah, these are old sugyas, Geshmak and Taisus here on the Daf of Tesamet Beis. I don't have time to get into it, Rabbi Yisai, but for those that are here for the first time, I would suggested reading. Is to be ma'ayin in that machlekes Rashi and Tosis about having a goy as an aide on your star. Not so pashut. Why should we do it during Jerusalem? We did it already. Okay, I can chazer. Fine, weiter. So then the Gemara says, but there's some things that are left out. What's left out, Rabosai? Mechuber. So Gemara says, yeah, we were only talking about psulim derabbanan, not psulim deraisa. Biblical psulim were not listed. So that was yesterday's sugya regarding mechuber, tzligitech, meagabe karka. I think Mar says, really? Invalidations midoraisa, psulim midoraisa, were not stated. Vochazara deoraisa. But didn't the Gemara say on the top of Tesamet Beis that there are four similarities between Shtar Shichur and Gerisha, according to Shitas who? Shitas Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Meir is of the opinion, Rabbi Yisai, this is a machloikes on Daf Yud Aleph from the Beis in Gittin. It's quoted many times during this year, all the way going to the explanation on Daf Yud Gimel Med Aleph, where the Gemara says that there's a fundamental machloikes between Rabbi Meir and Rabbanon whether or not it's a schus to be an Eved or not. Fascinating Gemara, Rabbi Yisai. Probably one of the most important Gemaras in Gittin. Rav Meir's shita is that it's a schus to be an Eved, and therefore, if you try to be Meshacher through being Zoyche on behalf of someone else, through someone else accepting on behalf of the Eved, Al Yidei Acherim, Zakt Rav Meir, doesn't work. It's not a schus. Why? What's the line, Rabbi Yisai? Avda! After good shabrichu, avda behefkeir nichalu. An eved likes a life of hefkeiris. Rabbi Yisai, we don't paskin like that. We paskin ein lecha ben chayrin elamisha oisik batoyre. Before the yontav of shvuis, to live a life of hefkeiris, to live a life of clubbing, to live a life of lack of tznius, of pritzus, to live a life of treif, is avdus, is a choive. You have to leave this sphere of reality, this tzvi of the Baal Shem Tov, this fake reality, this fake world. Everybody says the Fersha Gemara. I'll say it again and again and again. Those important machlokes, Rav Meir Chachamim, we pass like Rabbanon, Chachamim. It's not a schus to be an Eved. And the Kli Yakar says, an Eved of the Yetzer Hara is also an Eved. And I'm not saying things for fire. I'm speaking real. This is a din. So therefore, the Rabbanon hold, you can't be chayzer. Frekta Gemara Kasha, even according to Remeir, why is it listed if Chazara is a din da oraisa? Zokta Gemara, no, you misunderstood the list. Kiktiyane milsa de isa b'kdushin, milsa de isa b'kdushin, like Tani. Frekta Gemara, v'al Chazara gufi isa b'kdushin, what do you mean? But Chazara is a din de oraisa. If you're choizer, it's going to have nafkaminos. Whether or not the person is divorced on a level d'oraisa or not, whether or not the eved is meshuchar on a level d'oraisa or not, nafkaminos d'oraisa, practical implications on a biblical level, and yet what? Chazara also applies to kiddushin. So your what? Your analysis of this brisa, says the Gemara in Gittin Daf Yud, is not correct. Why? Because we have something, a category that's listed according to Reb Meir. According to Reb Meir, you could be choizer, bein b'shtar shechur, bein b'get isha. That l'choira, chazara, is also applicable, l'gabe what? Kiddushe isha, before it got to the hands of the woman. And yet the Gemara enumerated it, the Gemara listed it. So it's a din d'oraisa, it's isa b'kiddushin. Something's got to go, right? I would write it on the board, Rabbi said, but yesterday you told me it didn't help at all. Weiter. So the Gemara says, you're right. The Gemara says, you're right. B'shlichus bal korcha. B'devigereshin isu b'kiddushin les. You're right. We listed and enumerated those ideas that exist in a case of shlichus bal korcha, which exists only by what? Gerushin and shtar shechor, and does not exist by definition by kiddushin, because kiddushin needs what? See, I'm not the only one who yells. What? Kiddushin also needs what? Dasa isha. Needs a halava, you guys, to be able to get married without the dasa isha. Make your life easier. But what? Dating would be a joke. Rabbeisai, since you need dasa isha, right? Since you need dasa isha, it's not isa bal korcha. So memela, that's why it didn't fit the list. Okay? That's the Gemara.
When Rabbi Meir just say that instead of if you knew.
That's what Rabbi Meir said. That's what Rabbi Meir said. Those were the lists. Comes along Rashi and says the following. Bishlichus bal korcha. Koloim. Dumya de gittin. In a case of shlichus bal korcha, which is parallel to a get, loy mishkachas lo bikidushin. We don't find this at in the marriage ceremony. The hashliach ze mishtalich etzlo legarsha bal korcha. The chein le'eved l'shachar al korcha. By kiddushin, she can't be a shliach against her will. You need the das of the isha. Hilkach, hachiktani bezu shavu gitte noshim shicharevod. And this is why the Brisa says this is a parallel between the star of emancipation and the get isha. She shliach ze ha yanase shliach etzlon al karcha. This shliach could be. There could be working on behalf against their will. But according to Reb Meir, you could still be choizer. But that doesn't exist by kedushin, because even though you could still be choizer, but it never exists bal korcho. That's all Rashi says. So that's the poshup shot in our Gemara. You don't like why the brisa needed to do this. It's a really funny brisa. Like Oren was hacking me about, I'm asking, okay, we can talk about Svara's why Reb Meir want to do it. But Lysa, that's the answer to the explanation of the Gemara. Rabbi Yisai, Moshe Mordechai, you sent the Ikvei Atzilin yet?
Ooh, I forgot.
I'm going to send you, Rabbi Yisai, Moshe Mordechai has a copy of the Ikvei Atzilin. Ikvei Atzilin is a sefer written by Reb Shechter, okay? I just went to confirm with him during Seder. There was the way he says it over, there was a rabbi. I'll tell you the way he refers to it afterwards when we get to the Maskana. There was a rabbi that wanted to suggest to solve all the Iguna problems. And he suggested that let's use this concept of Zochim La'odom Shalei B'Fon, which is what Rabbi said. We learned this sugya, right? Two sugyas ago, right? You could be Zoicha, a schus, something that a person wants, that's good for him, that's beneficial for him, even if he's not around or even if he's not telling you to do that, right? So why not in a situation where it's pasha that these people should get divorced, right? So let's be mezake the get on their behalf. So Shachter. Rav Shachter said there was a Rav who was very, very, very much pro this. And we're going to learn in a second. I just wanted to introduce this. This was discussed already in Tshuvas. In the Ikveh Atzoni quotes the exact Tshuva that's discussed. And that's the topic that's very relevant to our sikh. So there was a Rav who suggested, let's apply the din of Zachar L'Adam Shloi B'Fana and be mezakeh the get, even without the husband's involvement, through the halacha of zchiya. So the problem was, is that this Rav said, even if the Baal finds out about it, and he says, I don't want it, he still thought that we should apply the din of Zachar L'Adam Shloi B'Fana. That's crazy. So now, Rabbi Yisrael, keep this in the back of your mind. We'll come back to it. We'll come back to it. And I don't give you enough information, but just remember, there's going to be halacha l'maisa and nafkaminas to the shayt. Comes along Tosis, and he says, he doesn't understand Rashi whatsoever. Listen to Tosis. B'shlichus bal karcha, perish b'kuntris. What's the explanation of the Gemara? Zakt Rashi. B'achitani b'zusha b'gitei nashim b'shikhar avadim. What's the comparison of what? Just gitei nashim and shechurei avadim and not kiddushin. Sheshliach ze nase shliach etzlo bal karcha. Vimrotza abal choizer ma sheinke bi kiddushin. The afagav the choizer lav dum yedahanihu. What did Rashi say? The case of Rabbi Meir that you're able to be choizer that only applies to gitei nashim and shechurei avadim is what? A case where it's bal karcha of the recipient. Right? Fractisis, that's utterly ridiculous. Because who's the bar plukta of the Rameh Rabbanan? What? What do Rabbanan hold? That it's a schos to be free. Implication, according to Rashi, if this is the analysis of Rameh Meir in the Braisa, that even if the guy's saying, don't be zoich on my behalf, don't be zoich on my behalf, that what? Rameh Meir says you could be choizer. Implication is the cholkim on Rabbi Meir would hold what? That you can't be choizer and the schia still takes a fact. Fractosis, that's utterly ridiculous. Fractosis, ve'ein nire. Di'imayr b'shlichus ba'al korchayu. Rabbanan nami moithi the choizer be'eved. Ve'ein zochim loy ba'al korchayu. Fractosis, everyone knows ABCs of schia. You can't be Zoicha against my will. What in the world is Rashi talking about? The inference of Rashi, the way he explains our Gemara, to explain Shitas Rabbi Meir, is that we're talking about a situation where the guy's Omid Vitzavach, it's Shlichus Bal Korchayu. It's Shlichus Bal Korchayu. What's Rashi saying in the explanation? That is through Schia. If the Schia is Bal Korchayu, what does that mean? That means the guy, when he finds out about the Shtar Shechur, he says, what do you mean, I want to be an Eved? I like being potter from what, Rabbi Yisai, as an Eved? Help me out. Being potter from what? Mitzvah, grandma, I don't have to wake up from Minyan. Potter from Tefillin. What else, Rabbi Yisai? Talmud Torah. Probably. Yeah. Talmud Torah. Yeah. Not probably. Straight up. Well, he's like an Isha. What else? Huh? Who? Sissis. Yeah.
It's
fillin's not two mitzvahs? Okay, Tefillin Shel Rosh and Tefillin Shel Yad. Thanks, by the way. What?
Sleeping
in
the sukkah.
Let's just go with sukkah. Stop being so anti. But yeah, sleeping in the sukkah also, which is a mitzvah d'oraisa. What? Sfiras ha'oimer.
New sukkah.
Why is what Gilad said not entirely poshut? What? Come on, chevre.
It is durable.
Who says mitzvah saseh shazman grama doesn't apply to mitzvah d'rabbanan? With the exception of Rashi and Brachas. That's what you're referring to? Machlok Rashi and Tosfos Brachas? Excellent. You're the Talmid HaChachamim. Chevra. Wait, let's go back to Gilad. You gotta handle this. We're in Sfiras HaOmer, Rabbi Yisai.
Is it poshut that nashim are pturos from Sefirot Sayim? Why not?
Because you can kill your
Hashem. I'm saying, well, just tell me first who you're at. Whoa, 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 whoa.
Does it depend if
one
gets
what
or
because you have it a lot of times.
You can do all day.
The Ramban in Kiddushin says a lotion that Sefirot Sayim is a mitzvah saseh shaloyazman groma. Now, Rabbi said this Ramban needs a lot of hezer. Because l'chayra, when a person approaches the mitzvah of Sefirot Sayim, ein zman groma gdula mizu. So what Jonah's right is it probably depends on what you, how you analyze what a mitzvah seish as man groma, but not for now, everybody say. We're not going to get sidetracked, okay? Ayin Shom, there's a Chus Avnei Nezer on that Ramban. There's a lot of literature. There's a stipler on that Ramban. There's a lot of it. We can give a whole shir on just on that Ramban.
And we're already but sidetracked.
We're sidetracked, but I'm going to cut the brakes. On the brakes. Chevret! I got to say the Ramban Kedushin on Daf Lamedal. Rabbi Isai, let's get back to our sugya. Rabbanan holds schia applies to a shtar shechur zochel adam shalav amod prize, but spectasis. But you still got to work with the klalim of zochim. If Judah is zoiche to get me a cell phone or to get me a chveis an AirPod. Or a coffee. Daniel gets me a coffee, right? And I say, he comes in, he walks in, he didn't have the conversation. He figured, like, Rebbe every day wants a coffee, so I'm going to buy him a coffee, right? Then he shows up to me and I said, you didn't ask me. I don't want it. Does the schia take effect of my son? Was he zoicha on my behalf? Is that mine from the time that he bought it? Fractosis, obviously not. If the guy's amad v'tzavach, if the guy's standing and yelling his head off, about it's not a schus. It's only a kama schus if what? If it's a gloy milsa that what? That I wanted that item. Masha'enkin, Rashi seems to be telling us something else. Rashi's utterly ridiculous. Rashi's saying that shitas Rabbi Meir is that you could be chayzer when he doesn't want it. Implication is the bar plugta of Rabbi Meir would hold even if I'm a what? I'm Amad Vitzavach. I said, Daniel, no. You would say Zachal Adam Shalom B'Fan. That's against the column of Zachin. Rashi makes no sense. That's why Tosis quotes a Rabbeinu Hananel, and Imamish waters down the entire Gemara. It's talking about a case of not Tzchiyah, it's talking about a case of Shlichus. And the Gemara thought with a Havamina to say that in a situation where you don't need the dasa, the isha, like get isha, or shechuri avodim, where the recipient is totally, his das is not necessary to the transaction. So you might think, even in a case of shlichus, where it's not tzchiyah, that I don't have the ability to be chayzer. Kamash v'lom, the Gemara is telling you, you have the ability to be chayzer. That's Rabbeinu Hananel's job. But in the parsha of tzchiyah, fractosis Rashi is absolutely wrong, and he rejects Sita's Rashi. Rabbi Isai, we now have to figure out ourselves if we could somehow salvage this pshat of Rashi and somehow suggest that Rashi could make sense, although what Tosis is asking, L'choir is a bombshell on Shitas Rashi. Moreover, Rabbi Isai, the end?
Yeah.
Tosis says it's talking about a case of Shlichus. And by Gerisha and Shtar Shechur, you would have had a Hava Amina that I can't be Choyzer since I don't even need her Das. She's not necessary. I could be Megarish or Bal Korcha. So maybe you would think, even when I'm sending a Shliach, that what? I can't be Choyzer anymore if I decide to be Mevata Leget. Kamash Volani, you can be Choyzer. But it wasn't talking about a Schia, because a Schia, Bal Korcha, wouldn't work. Yeah, Oren.
Is it possible there's a different Machlokas?
What do you mean?
That it's true that the Rabbanan would hold that if it's Bal Korcha that you could be chayzer also, but there's another reason why they're saying you can't be chayzer.
What do you mean? Why?
And then you don't have the kasha from Tosfos.
On Rashi?
Yeah. That the machlokas is about something different.
But the Rabbanan say you can't be chozer, right?
So ultimately, what's coming out of what Rashi is saying is that even in a situation where I'm Amad Vitzava, I can't be Chozer according to Rabbanan. So Tosa says, how can that be? That's against the call of the Schir. That you have to answer that. No, but you have to explain. There might be, but like, you have to explain to me that that's going against the Klalim of Zachlon and the Shalom Fund.
They didn't say why you can't depose it. They just said you can't depose
Tosos it. Tosos is using the Klalim. You want to just say this is different. But Tosos is saying through the Klalim of Zachlon and the Shalom Fund, it makes no sense.
Tosos is saying if this is in a vacuum and we're only going by.
Okay,
the
fine. So you have another Hezbir that you're not telling me. But Lamaisa. Yeah.
What do you mean the Rabbeinu Hananel is not working through Zechiah? Anytime you give a get to the Shliach, we're going to say when they're Zachar.
Whoa, no.
Why?
Because that's not the way Shliach is. If I tell you this, if I send you off and I say, don't be Zechiah on this behalf.
So he's saying, don't be Zechiah?
He's saying, do me a favor, deliver this for me.
Yeah,
be my Shliach. Be my Shliach. Be my Shliach. No, that's totally different than Zechiah.
Does machlokes when what the word you say implies fear? Can I was assuming that this case we're not talking about fear.
He calls it a shliach.
You're saying it's not a case where the guy's saying I don't want it. He doesn't know about it. He's not here.
Do you assume that it was a case of shliach?
Well, he doesn't say it's not a case of shliach.
I'm saying what is this intermediate? What is this intermediate guy? This middleman. What was the Baal's conversation with this middleman?
The same as it says in the Gemara, two getzel ishti or two getzel.
So he did a ma'aseh shliach.
I mean, you're just reading the Gemara, and then I thought the only difference between Rashi and Tosfos is that Tosfos is
not going to be
on
the mitzvah.
There's no guy. Yeah, I mean, there's no.
Near Kaveh Rabbeinu Chanan, the came into Be'evid V'isha Ika Shlichus Bal Korchayu, since there is Shlichus against their will.
Even if the guy would come and be Ma'arer and say, I don't want it, even though that wouldn't be the case here, you would have thought that. It doesn't say we're not.
Shlichus Bal Korchayu means he's going to deliver it against your will.
Yeah.
Right? I could appoint you as a Shliach to give it to. To Yenim.
Even if the guy says no.
Even the guy says no, right?
So in this case.
So Hava Amino.
So in this case.
Hava Amino, in a case of Schia, you would not be able to be Chayzer. So therefore, there's a Chiddush to tell me, and therefore, Rabbi Meir needs to tell me that I still could be Chayzer. That I still could be Chayzer.
That means there's no Schia. What's the problem?
What's the case that Ramirez in a case of again, I in a situation where I sent a shliach to deliver it to him not through shliach, through shlichus, I can give it to him bal karko, right? So therefore, I agree with you. So therefore, even in the case of shliach, you would think that. I can't be Chayzer anymore, even though Rav Meir's Shita is that it's not a full-fledged Schus. But over here we would say, but it's a Feta complete. So even in a Matzav of Schia, I would think that I wasn't able to be Chayzer, Kamashmal, and you can. But there's never an implication that according to Rabbanan, that he was Aymed Vitzavah. Right. Good. Yeah, Matzav. Yeah.
I don't think I ever saying. If working through like Baal Korcha and it's against their will, how is something in the like the opinion of against their will if it's only if they like it? Like it's not against their will, I feel like.
Against your will means that it's something that you don't want.
Right. Yeah, if I were saying that, how could that be?
Rashi sounds like he's saying that the schus would still take effect even if they're Amad Vitzavah when they say they don't want it. But if you rub on it.
Yeah, but we're saying that. I think Mara says that it go against their will. Doesn't that mean whether we like it or not?
No. One is where I give the get to you directly, and one is through an intermediary, through Sliya.
Those are two different cases.
So the zchiya is not bal karcha?
The zchiya can't work bal karcha. That's the discussion. How can you apply the din of zchiya?
Why does it have to be zchiya? I thought what you said.
In a case where there's zchiya, that's the machlik, it's Rameir Chacham. That's where there's an intermediary.
I mean, what was Brooks's interpretation of Tosfos?
He said, what he just added, which I didn't say originally, was that the Rabbeinu Hananel's pshat is that since in a case where I would have sent a shliach, right? This shliach could give it to you against your will by get isha and by shtar shechur, right? Hava amino zokter Rabbeinu Hananel, that now even in a case where I'm mezakeh, I shouldn't be able to be choizer anymore because it's out of my hands. And maybe chazara doesn't exist by things that could be received by the person against their will.
Why is that? Just how, I don't think that's
like how. Kamash malon, that I can still be chayzer.
I don't think that's how.
Why?
He's specifically talking about within shlichus, not within zochah.
He's saying that kaven de be'eved ve'isha ika shlichus valkarchayo, since in theory, there is a shlichus that exists by Bal Korchayu.
Yeah.
Memela, that's going to have implications on the regular Dine Schia when you also said Tnu, the Machlokes are Meir Chachamim. And Reb Meir needs to be Mechadish to you that even if you said Tnu on behalf of my Isha, that I still could be Chayzer. Why? Have the Amina that I can't be Chayzer anymore because it's out of my hands.
He's not talking about within Schia. He says.
No, Reb Meir and Chachamim are. Rabbi Meir says Chayzer. What's the case of Rabbi Meir being Chayzer?
That part, that's talking.
So that's all that he's saying. Vibalt, that in a case of Shlichus, it could mamish be given to them without their consent. So Memela, Rabbi Meir thought also in a case of Tnu, maybe I wouldn't be able to be Chayzer over here. Why? Because it's out of my hand. You're not part of the process anymore. It's Ke'ilu like they received it. Kamash Malon, you could still be Chayzer. That's all Rabbeinu Hananel saying.
By Shlichus, you can still be
By Zchus. By Zchiyah. Shlichus is going to be Megalit to us. This is what the confusing part is. Shlichus is going to be Megalit to us. What's going to be the din in the case of Zchus, of Tznu? Of Zchus.
And I'm saying no. When Tosfos says Havamino de ain Yahul Abzor, that's still talking about Shlichus, not talking about Zechiah.
But he's bringing, that's what Jonah was pointing out. It has to come back to the case of Remeir Chum.
Hold on. The next five words.
In without Shlichus.
The next five words, Rabbi, right, say the Kavon.
Machleg's Remeir Chum is just about Shlichus. Is it a Shlichus to be an Eved or not?
Yeah, but that's where, because it's a schus that changes the Bal Korcha case, which changes you having that Havamina.
The Bal Korcha case has implications on the way I would analyze the schus case.
No, but four words later, he continues in his Shlichus word.
Yeah, that's because what the Gemara says. These categories exist Bal Korcha. So according to Rabbeinu Hananel, that doesn't mean... Rashi said the Bal Korcha case means we're talking about a schus Bal Korcha. He's holding his hands and he's saying, I don't want it! And therefore, according to Rabbanon, what? You still could be Zeiche. Rabbeinu Hananel says, no. The Gemara's Chiddush is not a case where the guy's waving his hands and saying no. The Gemara had a different Chiddush. The Gemara said, since in theory, I could send a Shliach and could give it to you, Bal Karcho, and you wouldn't be able to say no if the Imamish hands it to you, because these Get Isha and Shtar Shechur are things that work against your will. We don't need your consent. Hava Amina, that even in a case of Schus Lefi Rabbi Meir, you wouldn't be able to be Choyzer. Kamash Malon, that you can. That's the way Rabbeinu Hananel is learning. Back into the Machlokes Rabbi Meir Chacham.
Why do you have to learn it? I don't understand why you have to learn it that way.
What you want to learn it just what? In a case of Shlichus?
Yeah.
Yeah, meaning, what was Rashi's word on Tess?
It's still connected.
Rashi's word on Tess,
it would only be listed for Rabbi Meir because that Havamina would only be applicable by both Shichur and Get within Rabbi Meir.
Why?
Because in both those cases...
Isn't the Machlokes Rabbi Meir Chacham whether or not it's supposed to be an Eved?
Yes.
So?
because you're getting the halamina from the fact that bal karcha wouldn't work by schlus.
No, that's Rashi. That's not what Tosfos wants to say.
No, it's not even a schlus. It's not a schlus for the chachamim. So you wouldn't have that halamina by
it is a it is a schlus. It's not a schlus for a chacham, right?
Yeah, but for a mayor it is. So it's comparable for getting shichur. Rabbanim wouldn't have this other step.
According to a mayor, it's not a schlus to be a shichur. It's supposed to be an eved.
No, I'm talking about to be free. I'm not talking when I say schlus. I mean, you wouldn't have this comparable halamina within the Rabbanim.
I don't get it. Yeah.
I still don't like. He's saying that since once it gets to the hand of the shaliach, he's saying in a case of bal korcha where the shaliach can shlichus could work bal korcha. He's saying this is a new classification of shlichus, saying that in a case where there's nothing stopping the shaliach from carrying out his job, so therefore you would think that he can't be chozer. There is nothing preventing this guy from.
Mordechai, what's the case that Rameir and Chacham have a machlokes about?
We're saying about if an eved is
a case of shlichus or a case of schiyah.
Case of schiyah,
right?
But so therefore,
so you have to fit this back in Rabbi Meir. The brisa has to fit back into Rameir. That's the only reason why we're adding on to the Rabbi Yochanan right now. Because at the end of the day, Rameir said chazara. Chazara by what? By schus, by zochin. So that which Rabbi Yochanan is explaining in our Gemara that shlichus bal karcha makes a difference. That's going to have implications on a case of schiyah. What all Tosis is saying is that don't tell me that what that means is like Rashi's saying that the guy's yelling and screaming that he doesn't want it. That far you can never say it. Because schus and bal karcho are two opposites, and that can't be.
So what's the last thing?
So Rabbi Hanan is just saying, vibalt, since that what? That this transaction really could exist when it's not through schiyah. Through an asina bal korcham, so maybe Zochter b'Meir, I would have had a havamina that even in a case of what, where I'm being mazake, I can't be choizer because that in my hands, it's a done deal, it's a fait accompli. Kamash malon then no, that it's not a schus, and therefore you could be choizer. That's it. Yeah, or
to save Rashi, Tosfos's kasha, could it be what Moshe Mordechai was saying that maybe. Becoming free is objectively a schus, even if he's saying.
Let's see.
So, Rabbi Isai, in order to defend Rashi, we have to learn a little bit of Kiddushin. Gemara says, the Mishnah says, in Kiddushin, and Achavez Mabez. Eved Knaini Nikne Bekesef Ubishtar Ubechazor. How do I have the ability to purchase an Eved Knaini? Different mechanisms, right? This is why it's in Kiddushin. All of Dine Kinyonim, Aisha Niknes, Eved Knaini Niknes. Kesef Shtar and Chazok. What else could you acquire in Kesef Shtar and Chazok, Rabbi Yisai? Huh? Karka. Good. The Koines Atzmo, and how does he become emancipated? How does he become liberated?
Should run for president. Yeah. You would be down. You're against about one person.
Bekesef al yidei achir. Ubishtar al yidei asma derei meir. What does that mean? Bekesef al yidei achir means if someone else is receiving the kesef, is giving the kesef to the adam, buyout. The buyout, right? Why does someone else have to? Because yad eved, yad rabba, right? Ubishtar al yidei asma. But if it's a shtar, so then you don't need what? Yeah. You don't need a zoiche for shtar. All you need is what? A nesine. What am I alluding to, Rabbi Isai? The toys, thank you. Shmak. Dibrime. The chachomim oimrim, bekesef al yidei atzmo, ubishtar al yidei achirim. No. Chachom hold no. You can even buy out yourself. You can pay the cash, right? You can pay the cash yourself. Then I want to go. Pay the cash yourself, right? Ubilvad, ubilvad, ubilvad.
Listen, this is why you. They pay me the big bucks.
V'kesef, ubilvad shei kesef shel achir. What? It has to be someone else's money. Fine.
Correct the Gemara Kasha. What did the Gemara not say? What did the Gemara not say? Kesef al yidei atzmo didn't say what? The kesef al yidei achir. That's bothersome. Why did the Chacham ignore that? Chayor, a mayor said, if you're telling me that kesef al yidei atzmo for sure works, so halach is kam, but kam that what? Kesef al yidei achir should work. Right? Why did the Gemara ignore that root? That's the Gemara's kasha. So the Gemara hems and haws. Kesef al yidei atzmo in, al yidei achir lo? V'amai! Why not? So the Gemara gives different alternatives. And the Gemara tries to analyze yes, no, different options. Is it as chos, not as chos, good? That's what Gemara is discussing. Comes along the Rashba on that daf in Meseches Kiddushin on that Chof Kimel and Aleph, everybody say, Ashat Rashba. Remember this Rashba. It's not only a Rashba on that daf, but it's a Rashba that continues on the next daf, Ulein Psak Halacha. Okay? So this is going to be some major earth grounds Rashba. V'im Toymar Frek the Rashba. Amai lo yahadele derabono lafuke she'enu yoytze bekesel al yacherem bal korcha de eben udika amre. Why did the Gemara say, oh, you want to know why it didn't say al yacherem? You know why Rabbanu were talking about it in the case of al yacherem? Why did they have to say kesel al yacherem in al yacherem? No, it's talking about what? Were the eben saying what? I don't want! He's on my vitzavach! That's the Rishonim's kasha. Why didn't the Gemara suggest that? So the Rishonim give different answers. Zok the Heilige Rashbe. V'yeshoimrim. Listen carefully, Rabbi Isai. V'yeshoimrim. Dekesef al yidei achirim l'rabbanon afilu bal korche nami iso. What did Rashba just say? I'll read it again. The Yeshoimrim, the Kesef, Al Yidei Achirim, the Rabbonon, Afilu, Baal Korchayu, Nami Iso. You know the Rashba answers the Rishonim's Kasha from the Diak and the Gemara? You got it all wrong. When it's a Schus, and if Rabbonon Shita is that what? It's better to be a what? It's better to be a Ben Torah. Mishnovis, Ben Chayr, Enlecha Ben Chayr, Nalimisha Oisek Atayra. It's better to be one of the Makabli Atayra than being what? Than being in the world of Hefker. That's Shitas Rabbana, Rabbi Yisai. That doesn't flip you out, Chevres, coming back from Eretz Yisrael. I don't know what will. Avda Be'efker, that's Avdus. Dr. Rabbanan, to be a Ben Chayr, to be a person who's learning the Beis Medrash, to be a person who goes to Night Seder, has Chavrusas, who's a rangitang in Shas? That's life. So the mail is Zokhtu Rajbo. Zokhtu Rajbo. Even if the guy is oilin bit sovach and he's yelling his head off, it doesn't matter. The schus registers and it goes through. And it's a Gemara. He hanoi senes, Gilad. He hanoi senes. The Gemara, the kasha on the Gemara that the Rishonim had, the fact that the Gemara didn't suggest this, he hanoi senes. That's the raya to what I'm saying. Where are Rabbi Isai? Whoa. What did the Rashba just say? You can be zeicha on my behalf. Daniel can get me a coffee when I say I'm on a diet and I don't even want it. Too much milk. Kill my stomach? I'm lactose intolerant? I'm screaming my head off. What that? What is this? What's going on over here, Rabbi Yisai? Is this Rashba saying what I think he's saying? That Schus now has a life of its own? If it is, Rabbi Yisai, guess what? We have some support for who? Shitas Rashi. What Tosis thought is a double poshet. that what? You can't have a schus in a case where what? Lefi Rabbanan, the guy is omed b'tzavach. The Rashba has a beferish or Gemara that says not like that. But I'll tell you what. I might have told you the what. I might have given you a nice maramokum. But in my opinion, that makes absolutely no sense. How in the world could you have a schus for something that the guy's telling you not to be, not to represent me? Remember, Rabbi said this needs some thinking, Chevra. Uh oh, we got another seder. We got to use our heads again. Uh oh, Chevra, what's pshat with this Rashba? And now I got it. It's got to be. It's Gemara Rashi, Rabbi said. I have to do this in Bekis. Rashi makes no sense. Rashi is saying, according to Rabbanan, the guy's omed v'tzavach. Schus still takes effect. I can't be choizer. How you talking, Rabbi Yisrael? The guy's telling you, you're an idiot. What are you doing on my bed? I never asked you to do this. You know, you like walked home, your father says, I don't need your favors. What are you doing? You're killing it for me. What are you doing? Omed v'tzavach. Chevra, what's pshat? So, the Rashba on the Ilinian Halacha on the next page is Masbir a little bit. Is Masbir a little bit, very similar to what Orin and Moshe Mordechai were saying before. Ayin Shom. But I think some people misquote this Rashba. So we have to analyze exactly what the Rashba is saying. And then once we can understand what the Rashba is saying, hopefully we can make some sense out of this. But Rabbi, I'm going to give you a little hint right now. I don't want to give too much away. I don't think that this Rashba / Rashi and Tosfos should be looked upon and looked at in a vacuum. I think there are other klalim and other nekudas and other yesoidis that you're very well aware of and might actually be some Rashbas elsewhere that might actually fit in. I just said this over to Rav Shafi, who was masking. I believe that this Rashba is a Rashba l'shitasa in two other places in Shas. I tell you where? No? Or the other one?
Have we seen both?
You've seen both. Chevra, it's Slacha Rabba. You're sorry for those that I stole their sleep tonight.
Clearly, press Command F,
Rosh. Yeah.